Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me go live to the general manager at the place I have been known to frequent once or twice, the Armor Inn in Orchard Park, and Carl Mazzo is with us. And funny story about Carl is he does what he does now at the Armor Inn. But Carl was the guy, coincidentally, many years ago, back in the summer of 2010, who is sitting next to me at the dock at the bay when a bat landed on my wrist and I had to go get rabies shots. And then only many years later did I run into Carl as the guy behind the Armor Inn. Carl, thanks very much for being with us.
Yes, good afternoon, Tom. Great to hear from you. And you had me chuckling about that, because that incident was so, it was like so subtle and so, it happened so quickly, and we didn't think too much of it at the time.
No, we didn't. Then I talked about it on the air, and the Erie County Health Commissioner at the time, Dr. Billetier, said, yeah, you have to get rabies shots, because even if you don't think the bat bit you, it may have bitten you. And by the way, bat teeth are so small, you probably wouldn't have felt it anyway. So the rabies shots, at least I'm immune to something. So, Carl, what happened last night at the Armor Inn? You guys had a big event set up, and then all over Facebook, hey, it's canceled. Don't bother coming.
Right. Well, we've been planning this for quite some time, waiting for phase four to go into effect. I've been actually searching the internet all last week looking for, the guidelines for phase four. I was unable to find them. I mean, all the way up to Sunday night, I'm still looking for phase four, guidelines. I personally was unable to do that. And So we decided, knowing that, some of the competition in the area was also going to be running their bike night alike. And so I figured we're going to forge forward, and we're going to do it the right way, the best way that I could think of doing it. And we had a lot of things in effect to make this thing happen safely for the patrons and the community.
Can you name, I was at your joint when you had the South Street plan. And unfortunately, they had to stop after their first break because a sudden rainstorm, talk about, a doomsday scenario, a sudden rain cloud appeared right over the Armor Inn, and then that was followed by a cacophony of thunder and a blitzkrieg of lightning. Talk about some of the precautions that you have actually put into effect.
For the bike night situation.
Yeah, for last night, what was the policy?
Right. So what we did was... We planned on social distancing the bikes. I rented a bunch of extra chairs, right, to accommodate. So we were gonna space the bikes out accordingly, and then give everyone a chair to sit down on, because we don't want them walking around with their face masks down and drinks in their hand. But as long as they're sitting, we are able to entertain them in that way, and that it would be safe for everyone. So that was the plan. To let so many bikes into the lot, and kind of have control over the whole scene. Because as you know, this place can really boom on a bike night. I've had as many as 750 bikes here last year, which we were no way going to do that this time.
So, all right, you had the social distancing all set up. And I presume, were you guys operating on a first-come, first-serve policy or a reservation policy?
Well, with bikes, it's first come, first serve, but going forward, I might think about doing that, but it's kind of hard to get motorcycle enthusiasts to make a reservation,
Understood. And, I mean, my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, and it seems like there's a great deal of confusion. My understanding is that if you are outside, if the tables are socially distanced, that is okay. You are limited, I believe, is the, in terms of the overall capacity you are able to have as opposed to this time last year. If you are standing up and walking around, you are to have a mask on. Once you are seated at a table, you are not required to wear a mask. Is that what your understanding is?
Well, you don't even have to have a table as long as you're seated.
Okay.
So the table is there, but it doesn't necessarily have to be so. But yes, ideally perfect. You said it perfectly. That's what we were planning, and that's how we were going to run this event. And if I could tell you how it all came down, because it happened so quickly, as I ran through the 14 pages of the phase four in the morning yesterday, with all the plans in place and have an 8-man security team hired for this event, plus my staff and my security on staff. So we're ready to handle whatever we had to handle as being 15-year veterans of bike nights here, and me, this is my second year doing it. We know how to handle it. You know, we know how to separate. We know how to handle the crowds and move traffic around and get people in and out safely. So anyway, so here we go. We're getting set up. I'm getting all the tents up and whatever. And I get a call from the Hamburg Town Hall. It's the inspectors, the building inspector. He's like, Carl, we just got an email from the health department. And they're questioning you running and operating a bike tank. Now I'm wondering, why are they sending this to the, you know, to the building inspector's office in Hamburg? Well, mind you, before I even started this on Friday, I met with the chief of police at Hamburg, and they had called me that morning, which would have been yesterday, and we're all in accordance to how we're going to have traffic flow in case there's cars and bikes and stuff like that. So everything's above board on that level. I'm like, I don't know why they're calling me, or they're coming down to, I guess they want the building inspector to come and shut me down or something. Don't know.
Was this Carl? By the way, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask you to get off speakerphone, please?
Yeah. Just how's that?
Yeah, that should be a little bit better. Phil might have to boost your volume, but he'll keep his hands on the knob. So was it the Erie County Health Department or the New York State Department of Health that contacted the Hamburg building inspector?
The Erie County Health Department sends an email to not only me, but I didn't see it because I'm in the parking lot. They send it to the building inspector in the town hall of Hamburg. We're borderline Orchard Park town, Hamburg, but we're really in the town of Hamburg.
Oh, okay. All right.
Orchard Park.
Okay. So then they call you and they say, the building inspector's office calls you and says,
Carl, what, you know, I got this letter from the health department. They're questioning you running a bike night tonight. I go, okay. So I'm not sure why. And I don't know what they want from me. Now the building inspector, they don't want to be a part of the police. They have no really jurisdiction over it at all. Nor did the police want to be involved with it because for whatever reason they have. You know, they were like, as long as you go through it and do what you have to do and people are safe, then we don't have an issue there. We don't want to be involved.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Well, which you know is understandable. They've got better things to do than to stand around and count heads. But were you given a reason? I mean, did they tell you that you must cease and desist from having the bike night? In what way did they express concerns over the bike night? What was the verbiage?
Well, shortly after that, the gentleman, I won't use his name, but from the health department representative calls me and he starts telling me about why I shouldn't be running bike night. And I start asking him, well, you know, I have all this, it's planned. I have it all in place. I know we can deal with the social distancing. We have chairs and we have a plan set in place. I said, how can you tell me I can't run this event when there's no precedence on running one? I mean, if you got to let somebody try so we know if, what to do if we don't do it right, so we can correct it and move forward.
And you were following all of the social distancing guidelines that were put out by New York State.
Supposedly, we were on our way to do that. So, yes, we were going to be totally following all their restrictions and their codes and everything else. We have 12,000 square feet of parking lot. If I did the math, we could put almost 900 people in here. Not that we were going to do that, but we were looking around 200 to 300 bodies, and that's about it. You know.
So I'm sorry. Was it the state or the county health department that got in touch with Hamburg? I'm sorry, my brain wandered.
It was Erie County Health Department.
Okay. Now, okay, here's what kind of nips my nads a little bit, Carl. It is the idea that your bike night that was scheduled for last night with live music was advertised in advance. People have known about this for many, many days, and only at the last minute did the health department step in and say, you'd better not do this.
That's correct, around 3 o'clock.
After you had already set up the security, and that is not inexpensive, and after you'd already made your logistical plans in terms of ordering food to be served by the kitchen, only after everything was in place did Erie County's health department step out and say, did they say, you better not do it? Did they say, we have concerns? Did they say, we're going to fine you?
They did not say. They just said, we don't want you. Basically, we do not want you to run your bike night.
But that, you know, not wanting you to run it. I mean, do you guys, I don't mean to pry here, but do you guys have legal counsel?
Well, yeah. Yes. I was in contact with one of my lawyers yesterday, and they were looking into some of this. But like I said, like you're saying, there was no reason for them to do it. And I'll even make it top it off because I know the other club had its issues too. So, now, what do you think happens, Tom?
Well, you got a lot of disappointed people and a lot of folks who planned on having a nice night last night who got turned away.
What about those people that showed up?
They were probably bitterly disappointed. What happened?
Now I got one or two bikes start to roll in, and I'm thinking, well, we did post and we did suggest, but we still can't turn customers away. Well, by the time it's all said and done, I'm sitting here looking at about 200 bikes in my lot.
And then what happened next, chronologically?
Here we go, because they made me take down my barriers, my signs, so I'm no longer able to kind of control the amount that's coming in, although I am doing it, because... But now I have cars and motorcycles in the lot, so it gets a little hairy.
Wait, who came in to take down or made you take down the barriers?
The health departments were telling us to take our barriers down and pull our signs down.
I do not understand this. This makes no sense because bikes were rolling in. You had protocols set up for social distancing and bike distancing, and the same people who didn't want you to have an event because of concerns about COVID made you do away with the very barriers that you had put into place to prevent transmission.
That's correct.
That is insane.
I'm out of my head about it today, Tom.
Well, I can't blame you because you are in the hole, my guess would be, several thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
On this one event that you had to cancel. And, I mean, I would like to know what legal authority the Erie County Health Department had to shut you or to tell you not to run the event last night when you had a plan in place. Has your lawyer offered you any explanation for that?
I haven't, it happened last night. I haven't, talked to him yet today. But, how do you unwind this tangled web? I have no idea. I really don't know. It's to me, it's utter nonsense. And they're not giving us a chance to be able to prove that we are able to handle these things in a professional way. That's why we do what we do. We're professionals at it.
My mind is boggled right now, Carl. I'd like to continue this after the news break, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, well, maybe we could unboggle each other's minds.
No, that'd be an interesting trick. Hold on, we're talking with Carl Mazzo, and Carl is he's the man behind the Armor Inn, technically in Hamburg. I always thought of it as Orchard Park. Call me an idiot, and probably wouldn't be far from the truth. But basically, last night they were doing a bike night. Part of the bike night was live music. Part of it was bike night. And he had been through the 14 pages of regulations and suggestions regarding COVID-19 management at a place like the Armor Inn. He went out, got security. He procured the necessary barriers and everything that was needed in order to have people maintain social distancing. And after at least days of advertising in various means that this event was going to take place, the Erie County Health Department late yesterday afternoon contacts him and I think I'll say strongly advises Carl not to have the bike night. Well, that was at about 3 o'clock, he said. And then bikes started rolling in and he was told to remove all of the precautions that he had set up to promote social distancing by the very people who told us that we need social distancing. So I'm a little bit confused. And Carl and the Armor Inn are not the only people who have been affected by this. There was another event, as I understand it, last night at the Stage, which got shut down. I don't know the details on that. I've tried reaching out to the Stage. I unfortunately couldn't get anybody to answer the phone. And then the other night over at Papa Grande's, there was another situation where people went out to hear a band, and the band 55 Main, frightening that I knew all these things, but the band was basically shut down mid-set. My understanding is there were too many people and nobody was following social distancing. So if that's true, it's true. If it's not, Papa Grande's people can call. I'd like to figure out what's going on. And it's not just the bars. It's the gyms, too. They're talking about a class action lawsuit by fitness places around New York State against what New York State is doing. Not to mention the shopping malls being told they've got to have some super-duper air filtering system while the local Walmart does not, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Carl Mazzo is general manager of the Armor Inn, and they got shut down last night. And basically, Carl, having put together events, I will tell you that more preparation goes into events than you can possibly imagine. In some cases, tent rentals. You got to make sure you have adequate bathroom facilities. You have to make sure you have security. You have to make sure that things are roped off. You got to make sure that you've got wristbands. You've got to make sure if you're serving food that you have enough chow to feed the hungry masses, not to mention enough beer so the thirsty masses can drink. You have to figure out who goes where. You've got a band. You've got to play the band. And you got to figure out, all right, when does the band start? And then when do we do our bike stuff? It is, you got to be really good at doing events, and you got to put a lot into a single 3 or 4 hour event at a local venue. And I didn't even get into the staffing issues. And that is a nightmare unto itself. So last night at the Armor Inn, they were trying to do a bike night complete with live music. And at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Carl Mazzo at the Armor Inn gets a phone call from the Hamburg Town Building Inspector saying, hey, we have an email from the Erie County Health Department, which Carl had also received, basically saying they weren't sold on the bike night. And because I know this is going to come up in future conversations today that we have, Carl, they told you not to do it. They suggested you not do it. What exactly did they say again?
Well, they sent in the letter that we do not want you to follow through with your bike night. And, you know, it was a regular letter that, you know, with the heading from the health department with pulling cars and everybody else's name. But the ironic thing, when you got to the bottom of the letter, nobody signed it. Nobody signed off on it. It was just a letter.
Wow.
So it's not even in my mind, is like nobody wants to really take responsibility for telling me not to run my bike night, in a sense.
That's really interesting. Ultimately, I mean, as Governor Cuomo would say, the buck stops at the top of the health department, who would be Dr. Gail Burstein, and eventually the county executive, Mark Poloncarz.
That's correct.
All right, but I want you to clarify something for us all, and that is from the point, they tell you we don't want you to have bike night, and then bikes start moving in because you cannot telepathically communicate to everybody who is planning on going to bike night, and then who shows up to tell you to take down the barricades which were necessary for social distancing?
Well, they told me that they want all my signage just taken down when I talked to the gentleman on the phone from the health department. I could give you his name, but I probably shouldn't do that. So
yeah, probably not on the air. Probably a good idea. Thank you very much for your discretion.
You know, he as I had a very long conversation with him, trying to get clarity, and I said, well, then he goes, look, he sided with me, and he actually agreed with me after I told him how I was going to operate this thing. So he says, listen, it's coming from the top, quote unquote. Okay. All right. So who's at the top? I asked him. I said, could you have that gentleman call me? I said, could you send someone down here to take a look at how I'm setting things up and how it looks right now? He goes, no, there's probably not going to be anybody to come down here and check that out. And you probably won't hear from the guy on top.
That would be the county executive, Mark Poloncarz.
Oh, there was another guy. One more guy just below the director.
Wow. Of the health department, not the county executive's office.
Better not do that.
Not naming him.
So third guy from the top right now that's actually running the office here in Buffalo.
Now, if you had gone ahead and done your bike night, did they say, look, you're opening yourself up to a $10,000 ding?
They didn't say that at all.
So
they just kind of waved that danger sign in front of me. And, of course, I have owners to answer to also. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they don't want to jeopardize the liquor license here. So, you know, we're kind of like, in a quandary of like, okay, well, we don't want to risk our license because nobody said it would be at risk or wouldn't be at risk. But isn't that the first thing you think about if you're operating a facility? You don't want to lose your license.
No, that's lesson number one. For a radio station, keeping our license is kind of important. And for a bar or liquor establishment, keeping that liquor license is just as important as keeping a radio station's FCC license. And here's what I don't understand. I truly do not get it. You have been given, as a bar owner, a series of guidelines under which you may open as long as you stay within those guidelines. You, as the general manager of the Armor Inn, put together a plan which satisfied those guidelines. Despite having the plan in effect, a couple of hours before your event was supposed to go forward, you're contacted by the Erie County Health Department saying, we do not want you to go ahead with bike night, even though you have satisfied the requirements.
As I was planning to do that, yeah, and also the building inspector of Hamburg, for whatever reason, that came down. I have no idea. That was another weird thing.
And the other important note here is you were proactive about this entire thing. You spoke with the town of Hamburg PD, and they had no problem with what you were doing as long as you were complying with the guidelines.
Absolutely. Correct.
You know, Carl, this is the biggest question and the biggest concern I'm hearing from people who run businesses like yours. Nobody knows what they can do. I mean, honestly, I'm worried about Banchetti's tonight. They're doing Groove in the Grove with Flipside. And basically, if you don't have a reservation, you can't get in. All of the tables are socially distanced. But I just have a horrible feeling that at the last minute, we're going to be told the health department shut that down too.
They're probably going to go there because all it takes is one person, one anonymous call, or email, because they have that up on a website somewhere. If you want to turn somebody in, here it is. You know, and I'm using different terminology here. Just go to this website and blow them up, and destroy everybody's day, everybody's livelihood, etc.
Carl, just out of curiosity, How are you going to handle things moving forward? Are you even going to bother to book live music anymore because it's such a draw? People are thirsting and hungering for it, at least in my circle of friends.
Well, Tom, you know how you know Armor Inn, and we're noted for, you know, our entertainment and, you know, I'd like to say our good food and our great staff and our great location. There's nothing like it in this side of the town here. So it's really important that we continue to do what we do best. And it's to serve the people here and give them the entertainment they're craving. We can do this. We will not stop doing it. I'm not going to. You know what I mean? We're going to carry on with the music. The music isn't even an issue as far as I'm concerned. Nobody said anything about music with me. But it's the amount of people and how you manage the people that come to the establishment. And if you do that successfully, then they really can't mess with you.
So was it, I don't know if they said this explicitly, but was it the fact that you were planning on doing a bike night and they were concerned with the number of people who were going to show up, even though you'd already taken the necessary precautions?
Okay, so if there was any statement that was made, and it wasn't made to me, but it was made to my owner, and it was made from the second guy or third guy from the top stating, I'm quoting it from my owner, there may be groups of 50 people coming at one time that are together. Now, that doesn't even make sense, but supposedly that was some kind of ridiculous statement that he made to the owner, that there might be a group of 50 people that in one group that would show up at the same time, which we know that's idiotic.
Well, unless you're talking about my circle of friends. We've been known to do that to you. Carl, we'd like a table for 60, please. No, even we've never done that. So moving forward, I mean, do you see a situation where basically you're going to have, I mean, what I'm thinking is this. At this point, I'm wondering if venues that are known to be like your venues, all right, with the food and the live music, if you're going to have to switch to a ticketed format and basically no ticky, no entry, and you pay a cover charge in advance, and basically you have security by your parking lot, and unless you can show that you've got a reservation or a ticket, you just don't get in.
Now, I don't see that happening here. In fact, that once you start charging, once you start selling tickets to it, they call it a concert then.
Oh.
You're in a different realm. You're no longer in entertainment. Now you're a venue that does concerts. So we're going to take the ticketing idea out of there, and I suggest that to everybody. But we're going to just continue to do what we do. We're going to continue to make it safe for everybody. We're going to continue to make people wear their masks, and we'll give them one if they don't have it. We're going to do our social distancing, and we're going to do another bike night. We're not going to give up on it. They didn't say we couldn't do it. You know what I mean? They just turned it. They just turned this one. They tried to turn it off, and they were maybe successful in turning some of it off. But we still had, you know, a lot of great people that showed up and did the right thing and wanted to have a good time here. But one thing is, there was something that was quoted on the citation that I got from the health department person as they were leaving in compliance to that. So it was 202.41 executive order. That's how that went down.
Did you get fined at all?
No. We just had to make sure that we were in compliance and we were doing the right thing.
Well, maybe for any future event, until this dies down or you get further clarification, you're going to have to pay your lawyer the hourly rate to stand there with you to handle the bureaucrats.
Maybe.
All right, Carl Mazu with Armor Inn. You pay a lot of money in taxes, and I want to thank you very much for joining us, and I'm sorry that what happened to you guys last night happened to you guys last night.
Sure, well, I hope to see you soon.
All right, you shall. Thank you very much, Carl Mazu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.